Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Rachel Iacovone. Tomorrow night, Pointy Bell Brewing Company and Beach Records in Fort Myers host the second annual Rock for Equality. The event's dual venues will feature performances by Southwest Florida bands, many of which are familiar names for those who regularly tune in to Thursday's arts edition of Gulf Coast Live. They include Cobras, The Young Dead, Bargain Bin Heroes, The Kimberleys, and more. Joining us now is organizer and performing musician Frankie Colt. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
Also in studio is Angela Page, organizer and performing musician as well. She's also the founder of the nonprofit Love Your Rebellion. Thanks for joining us, Angela.
Thank you, Rachel.
This year's Rock for Equality will benefit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Alliance for Fair Food. So we're also speaking with Cruz Solucio of the CIW through his translator, Julia Perkins. Hola, Cruz. Gracias por hablar con nosotros.
Muchas gracias por este espacio. Pues aquí estoy listo para...
So thank you so much for the space, and I look forward to talking with you all.
I invite listeners to join the conversation as well. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Angela, I'm going to start by asking you how Rock for Equality first got its start.
Well, actually, it got its start because Frankie reached out to me. She reached out to me last year in the summer and said, hey, I just feel like we need to put something on that brings everybody together. That was literally the drive. So we met up and we came up with the concept for Rock for Equality, and it was birthed. That's the long and short of it.
That was like a short and sweet answer, right?
Yeah.
Well, the event is free, but donations are encouraged to this year benefit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Alliance for Fair Food. So, Cruz and Julia, can you tell us what CIW is all about?
Gracias, la coalición.
Bueno, la coalición es una organización de trabajadores que lucha en defensa de derechos humanos. Más que nada, la comunidad de Immokalee es una comunidad de trabajadores del campo.
And so the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is a human rights organization of farm workers that are fighting for human rights. As you know, the community of Immokalee is mostly of agricultural workers.
And for those who may have never heard of their Alliance for Fair Food, you may not realize how many of the companies you buy from and products you consume every day are actually part of CIW's Fair Food program. Big names include fast food giants like McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell, grocery chains like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and even Walmart, among many more. So, Cruz, what exactly is the Fair Food Agreement these companies sign up with the CIW?
Bueno, sí, es importante, ¿verdad?, todos los acuerdos que hemos tenido. Cuando ellos entran al acuerdo, más que nada están firmando el acuerdo donde ellos, los compradores, van a tener que comprar tomate en compañías que están cumpliendo con los estándares que requiere lo que es el programa de comida justa.
And so when a company joins the Fair Food Program or signs a Fair Food Agreement, they're agreeing to buy their tomatoes and other products from companies from farms that are part of the Fair Food Program as well, that are complying with the standards of the Fair Food Program.
Es el programa que más que nada incluye los grandes compradores, pero también las compañías que producen tomate y la coalición de trabajadores de Immokalee, junto también con el Consejo de Comida Justa para hacer que los derechos que hemos logrado se cumplan.
And it's an agreement between the corporate buyers that you mentioned, the local farms and farms throughout the Southeast, and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to protect the rights of farm workers on those farms.
Derechos importantes como, por ejemplo, el derecho de recibir un bono que viene de parte de los grandes compradores, y eso se reparte a los trabajadores dependiendo del trabajador que piscó ese tomate que la compañía compró.
And the rights include the right to receive a bonus, that's what's known to many as the penny more per pound, that's paid by the corporate buyers, and that's passed on to workers in their paychecks in form of a bonus, to help to alleviate the sub-poverty wages that workers here in Southwest Florida have earned for so long.
Y también lo más importante, ¿verdad? Una de las cosas es que el trabajo es un trabajo difícil, pero creemos que nuestra dignidad en el lugar de trabajo sea respetado. Entonces hay el derecho de quejarse sin temor a represalias, tener una voz para exponer cualquier abuso que nosotros podemos enfrentar en el lugar de trabajo.
And probably one of the most important rights that's protected by the Fair Food Program, because we know that farm work, the agricultural work, is always going to be difficult work, but we as human beings deserve to be treated with dignity, and we do that work with dignity, and so it protects the right to be able to complain, to bring up and have a voice in your workplace if you're suffering an abuse, without any fear of reprisal, of retaliation, so that you can report those abuses and have them resolved and continue to work.
So I want to ask Angela here in studio how she first heard about it. And Frankie, I'm not sure which of you had first heard about CIW and why you guys got involved on your end.
Well, actually, I've known about the CIW for a long time. I know that there is a lot of farmland here in Southwest Florida. And I know that workers are often paid very low wages and the conditions are not always great. And so I did a lot of research into what stores or what food chains or things like that were working with organizations to kind of protect the people involved in the farming. And so that's how I came up to the CIW. That's where I found them. And I thought that this was a great cause. It's not only local to us and important to our community specifically, but it impacts the entire country because this is national food chains that we're supplying. And, you know, it's really important that these folks have their rights.
And last year's beneficiary was Showing Up for Racial Justice. By comparison, how successful was last year and money-wise, I guess?
We actually did really well, and I think every year we're going to try and do, like, you know, different nonprofit or, you know, like, and donate and all of that. So,
yeah, we pick a different one every year, and it usually reflects things that are going on politically. Last year we picked Surge after Charlottesville, and that had made a big impact on what we directed our funds towards. And this year it just seems like they're ramping up so big on immigration, crackdown in ways that is really detrimental to the communities. So we thought, how can we provide something for the organizations that are supporting those communities that are most directly impacted by those policies? So that's part of the reason why – actually, that's the whole reason why we picked this particular organization this year.
And I know, speaking from WGCU as a nonprofit ourselves, we always say every dollar counts. But I want to turn back to Cruz for a second now and say, how will CIW use the donations that are going to come from Rock for Equality?
¿Cómo vamos a usar el dinero que saldría de este evento?
Sí, lo que es importante, ¿verdad? Que se están haciendo diferentes eventos para apoyar porque... Bueno, la lucha de la coalición sigue adelante. Tenemos que seguir expandiendo los derechos que se ha logrado bajo el programa de comida justa. Y pues hay gasto respecto a eso. Tenemos que ir como trabajadores a los ranchos a educar a los trabajadores sobre los derechos. Tenemos que seguir con las campañas que falta todavía, que hay muchas corporaciones que no han firmado. Entonces, hacemos viajes a ir a tocar puerta también para crear más conciencia en el país. Entonces todo eso es algo que se necesita, más que nada como un fondo, más que nada para poder como seguir con ese trabajo.
So we're always so grateful for the support that comes to us from the community, because there's still a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do to expand the rights that we've won for workers, because there are many workers still who don't enjoy those same rights where they're working. So what we'll do with the money is continue to do our work to go out to the farms to educate workers about what their rights are, and also to spread the word of the campaign for fair food, to bring more corporations on board. And that means often us going across the country and knocking on doors and talking to communities to really raise their awareness, too, about the issues affecting farm workers and the people who are producing the food that they eat.
Well, we've been talking with Cruz Alucio of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers through Julia Perkins, also of the CIW, about Friday night's Rock for Equality that will benefit the organization. Thank you to you both for speaking with us.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you there.
I invite listeners to join the conversation. You can give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So turning to you now, Frankie, your band Cobras made its debut at Rock for Equality last year. What was that like?
Oh, my God. Last year was just really fun. It was so fun. And it was really great to have all different genres and musicians from all over Southwest Florida. And we're all coming together for a great cause. And that's something that I very much love about music. It doesn't, you know, matter what you look like or anything like that. It's just everyone coming together. And I think, you know, in times like these, this is it's what we really need, you know, come together.
So how has the following year been for Cobras and you?
It's been great. We've grown a lot and we're writing a lot of new material and recording. So I'm excited. We're actually playing some new music tomorrow night. So
great. Well, okay. You listeners can see Frankie Colt perform live with Cobras at Rock for Equality tomorrow night. And you can see Angela Page with the local punk post-punk band, The Young Dead. To give you a sense of the kind of performance in store, let's give a song from The Young Dead's Righteous Violence EP a listen. It's called Bored and Old. That was Bored and Old from Southwest Florida post-punk band The Young Dead's Righteous Violence EP. If you're just joining the show, we're talking with Angela Page of The Young Dead, an organizer and performer in Friday night's Rock for Equality event at Pointy Bell Brewing Company and nearby Beach Records in Fort Myers. We're also speaking with organizer Frankie Colt, who will be performing with her band Cobras tomorrow as well. So, Frankie, I know it has rock right there in the title, but this is a multi-genre micro-festival, and you've been talking about that a little bit. Can you tell me about one I noticed on the lineup? It's Rocks Revolt. It drew my attention. The spelling here is Rocks, R-O-X-X. So they're a new name for me.
I actually got to play the CMR talent show, Talent Search, with them recently. So I was in the back putting on my costume, and I see this beautiful woman walk by in this awesome black and white blazer. And I'm like, who are you? We have to be friends. And all I can say about Rocks is Rocks Revolt, they are absolutely, like, amazing. The stage presence, the energy, it's incredible.
What genre do they fall into?
It's rock and roll, real 70s influenced, I would say. She gives me a Bowie Jagger, like circa 69
gotcha.
Kind of feel. Yeah. So yeah, just really androgynous, really beautiful. I love their performances. So,
all right, well, let's give a track from Rock's Revolt a listen now. This is Delilah.
To her face, she's so swell, but she's amazing. She's so fire, it drives me crazy. It's a summer day, but I enjoy the shade. 'Cause it's a sign on a shining light. Between my words and what I'm saying, what I show and what I'm feeling for the light. La, 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 la. I bring down my walls to meet you. I'm also scared.
That was Delilah from Southwest Florida band Rock's Revolt, which is performing tomorrow night at the second annual Rock for Equality. So I want to turn it back to you now, Angela. Way back when I first introduced you today, I mentioned you're the founder of the nonprofit Love Your Rebellion. So can you tell us a little bit about LYR?
Sure. LYR is basically my passion. We empower marginalized groups through the arts. That's the mission of the organization. And we do that a couple of ways. Through literature, through music, and through visual art. Actually, on Friday, we're hosting two fundraisers. One will be at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center. That's Art Rocks. And we are also hosting Rock for Equality. So these events help us generate funds to support more arts-based events that empower marginalized groups. So it's just like this rolling cycle. One event feeds into the other. And the goal is just to build culture, build community, and, you know, make it fun events for everyone, pretty much. So
I want to close out by asking you guys, I know tomorrow hasn't happened yet, and so that would be your second one, but are you already looking toward next year, continuing this every year?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Every year, and like we said before, it'll probably go to a different, you know, nonprofit. And, yeah, we're going to just keep trying to change the world in the best way that we can.
One rock show at a time.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have left. So can you remind everyone where they can go and where, when this is happening tomorrow?
This is tomorrow night at Pointy Bell in Beach Records. We're going to be kicking off the first artist at 8 o'clock tomorrow at Pointy Bell. And we also have a beer that we're selling.
Fruits of Labor.
and 50% of the sales go to
Love Your Rebellion and the ICW.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll have to leave that there today. But thanks to our guests, event organizers and performers, Frankie Cole and Angela Page. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks again to our earlier guest, Cruz Solucio of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, who spoke to us through his translator, Julia Perkins. Our show today was produced by John Davis and myself. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Iacovone. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.